Door Dilemma. The following story is told by Rav Dan Zev Segal of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak, a yeshiva student learning in the yeshiva of Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, enjoyed the privilege of staying in the Rosh Yeshiva's own home. One Shabbos, he was invited out to someone else for a meal. The Torah discussions in Smiros went on for a long time, and by the time Yitzchak was ready to return to his room, it was already late at night. Yitzchak was certain that Rav Isser Zalman had finished his meal long before, and he entered the house quietly. To his surprise, he found Rav Isser Zalman sitting at the Shabbos table, still waiting to make Kiddush. What could be wrong? "Good Shabbos, Rebbe," said Yitzchak. "Good Shabbos, Reb Yitzchak," said Rav Isser Zalman. "It's a good thing you didn't come any earlier." Yitzchak looked questioningly at his Rosh Yeshiva, who continued, "Baruch Hashem, everything is all right now, but just a little while ago we had quite a scare. When I came home from davening, I called Good Shabbos to my wife, but Bela Hinda did not reply. I thought that she might be taking a nap, but no one was in the bedroom, so I went into the kitchen. The kitchen was full of thick smoke. I started coughing and my eyes were tearing, so I could hardly see, but I did see Bela Hinda lying on the floor, obviously overcome by the smoke. I quickly helped her up and led her to the bedroom. Then I ran to the kitchen and opened all the windows. As the smoke began to dissipate from the room, I finally found the source of all the trouble. The coals in the oven had caught fire. Since I blocked off the chimney on Erev Shabbos to keep the warmth in the house, the smoke had nowhere to escape to, and it all poured into the kitchen. But Baruch Hashem, everything is fine now." Yitzchak listened in horrified fascination. He glanced around the room to see if there was any evidence of what had happened, and he noticed that the door to his bedroom was open. No doubt it had been opened to help get the smoke out, but Yitzchak was usually very careful to keep it closed, so Rav Isser Zalman would get all the heat he needed. "Rebbe," Yitzchak asked, "why is the door to my bedroom still wide open?" "We decided that from now on your door will remain open," Rav Isser Zalman said firmly. "I searched through my actions to discover the cause for this misfortune, and I decided that it must be because I sleep in warmth, while you, Reb Yitzchak, do not, because your door is always closed. Therefore, from now on your door will remain open, and you will also benefit from the heat." "Oh no," Yitzchak thought. "If my door stays open, Rav Isser Zalman will not get enough heat." His mind raced feverishly, trying to come up with another solution. "But Rebbe, I don't sleep well when the room is too warm," Yitzchak protested. Rav Isser Zalman shook his head. "You're only trying to convince me. You know there's nothing wrong with a little warmth." Yitzchak tried again. "Rebbe, I can sleep in the dining room." Now, Rav Isser Zalman nodded his head thoughtfully. "That sounds like a plausible suggestion." He turned to his wife. "Bela Hinda, is there something else we might have overlooked?" But Yitzchak wasted no more time. He took the wine and poured it into his Rebbe's becher. Rav Isser Zalman lifted the becher and said Kiddush, tears flowing from tightly closed eyes. After Kiddush, he went to wash his hands and returned to the table with a serene smile on his face, as if nothing at all had happened. Not another word was said about the incident for the rest of Shabbos.